In Luke chapter 15, without reading, let me just ask. In Luke chapter 15, what do you find? What kind of material is involved in Luke chapter 15? Parables. How many parables do we find?
Three.
What is the first one?
Shi yang.
Okay. What is the second one? Huh? Okay. Lost coin, right? What is the third one?
Langzu.
So see, you have those three. Okay. The recurrence of something lost. We have lost sheep. We have lost coin. We have lost sun. 失掉了. So the recurrence, the repetition of the concept of something lost, something being lost. Okay. 所以说你有失羊失去的钱失去的儿子他们这个失去的这个观念在那里被重复 recurrence of the concept of lost. So sometimes this material are put together like this, recurrence of some kind of emphasis. Okay. The fourth kind of relationship or movement, development, is called climax. Now, the example of this climax is found in Exodus chapter 40, verse 34. Now, in order to really get this climax, we have to read the entire book of Exodus. It's too long for us to read here, so we are not going to do it. But I will show you. Namely, okay, what is mentioned in Exodus? 在出埃及记所讲的是讲什么? 出埃及就是神拯救以色列人脱离埃及的为奴之地，对不对? God deliver the Israel from Egypt. For what purpose? 神拯救以色列人，救他们脱离埃及的目的在做什么？ 神只是要拯救他们。 Is that so?
做自由的人。
Worship God.
Right. Okay, God delivered Israel from Egypt to worship Him, to serve Him, right? Okay, now, where is the center of their worship? Tabernacle. 会幕, 神拯救以色列人出埃及的目的就是以色列人来敬拜神, 他们敬拜神的中心在哪里? 就在那个会幕, 所以出埃及记里面, 有很多用很长的篇幅来写他们如何来建造会幕 How they constructed the tabernacles. And then the climax come at Exodus chapter 40 verse 34. Namely the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. 当他们完成建造会幕以后 神的荣耀就充满了那个会幕. 所以整个这一个出埃及记啊 就是有这么一个 climax Climax 就一个什么顶峰是吧?
顶峰
Climax 顶峰 Okay, it's built up gradually how God's blessing come upon them, etc, etc. Finally, it's climax with the glory of the Lord fill the tabernacle. Okay, so we do have this kind of movement in the literature. Okay, this is the way some of these thoughts are put together. Okay. If you have a question, you should ask. 他故意把这个，你看 Okay, suppose 你要演讲的时候 你要present一个material的时候 你会怎么样? 你会把那个影响最小的慢慢一步一步来增加 到最后一个climax. So in Luke chapter 15, actually both the law of recurrence and the law of climax are there. 因为最初是1%, 后来 lost 10%, 后来 lost 一半。 Okay, so there is some kind of climax going on, right? So we are talking about sometimes these different laws may combine together in one particular piece. Because you are talking about recurrence, at the same time you talk about it's a climax from 100th to, okay, the sheep was 1 out of 100. The lost coin is 1 out of 10. The sun is 1 out of 2. So it's the value become more and more higher. Okay, so there is some climax is there also. Okay. Now, this one, okay, let me elastics. We have the building up something higher, and this is the, okay, that's what we call climax. Start with something less and come to something higher, okay, the climax. So, 有一种啊, another kind is called cruciality. Cruciality is this. Cruciality is that this is climax. Cruciality is you have some movement build up to some kind of climax and then begin to come down, change the direction. Okay, this is called cruciality. Now, let's look at 2 Samuel. Samuel 记下 ，Samuel 记下就有这么一个 cruciality 在那里。那我们没有时间，把整个 Samuel 下通通念完了。不过我们就可以 trace， 至少我们可以 trace 一点。OK， 请各位翻开到 Let's turn to 2 Samuel。Begin with chapter 10, or chapter 1. Okay, the enemy of David, Saul, died. 扫罗死掉了。那慢慢的，大卫就成为王，对不对？第二章，大卫成为王。那大卫就把从前的，这就是从前违法、啊、就是背叛他的这些人呢、啊，把他扫荡掉到了。然后慢慢的，大卫的声誉越来越高。所以 you see。大卫的声誉越来越高，神又他完成了很多的工作。He made some kind of accomplishment, and then he also even brought the ark 又柜，把神的又柜带进到大卫城里面去，就是表示神怎么样，大卫怎么样爱神。David loved God. Now in chapter 7, then we start to talk about okay, David wanted to build a temple for God, namely that.David loving God become greater and greater, and there is this kind of moving, increase, progress in David's love for the Lord. And then, of course, he's talking about, for example, David is a wonderful governor, and then he even has a victorious battle. So the success of David is building up from chapter 1 to chapter 10.Right? So what we observed is from chapter 1 to chapter 10, we begin to see David's devotion to God progresses and the blessing of God upon David increases. Okay, this is a way.The story is building up from chapter 1 to chapter 10. Okay, 从第一章到第十章，就是神祝福大卫，大卫爱神的心越来越大，神的祝福越来越大，对不对？可是看第十一章跟第十二章，方向开始转变了。怎么样？在第十一章跟第十二章，大卫跟拔示法，就是乌利亚的太太拔示巴犯罪，他不但是犯了罪，而且他不但是跟这个拔示巴犯奸淫，他甚至也把乌利亚杀掉。OK, so David commit sin. Chapter 11 and chapter 12. After that, God's judgment came upon David's house.大卫跟八十八所生的孩子死掉了，然后这一个他的自己孩子大卫的孩子暗论就误为了 他自己的妹妹，就是大卫的女儿他玛，然后阿撒龙就是这个大卫的孩子，就背叛大卫，这大卫开始逃跑。所以你看，在这第一章到第十章 from chapter 10 to chapter 1 to chapter 10 we see how David is devoted to God and how God blessed David. In chapter 11 and 12 we have the turning point, and after that 开始走下坡。 God's judgment, God's punishment came upon David and his house. 第一章到第十章神祝福大卫，第十一、十二章开始转了一个方向，从十三章以后神审判大卫。 OK， 所以就很明显的这个转 The turning point。 OK， This kind of change is called cruciality. Now what is the purpose of this? Can you see? What is the message of this kind of thing? It's talk about huh? What?
To prove God's judgment and the blessings.
对啊，理想的一个信息就是说，当一个人你真的遵循神旨意的时候，神祝福你。可是你一犯了罪，神的审判马上临到。所以这是一个很显著的一个对比。And in this itself, there is a big message. So if you do not see how this material is organized, we may miss it. This very important message. But if we see how this material is organized, we will spot that message right quick. Okay, now.But six, number six is what we call interchange. Interchange 就是把这一种 OK 不同的材料交换来交替。Let's look at First Samuel, 撒母耳记上 First Samuel.At the beginning with chapter 1 until even about chapter 2 verse 11. Now what is the material about? The material is about who? Huh? Who? Hannah, okay. Right. Hannah is, who is Hannah? Samuel's mother. So we have Samuel's material there first, right?Then from chapter 2 verse 12 until end, verse 36, until the end of the material, of the chapter. Okay, 谁是主角? Who plays a main role? Namely, about whom this material is? Huh? Eli. 所以你看,你有三伯,然后有以利, right? Then start chapter 3. Who is talking about? Chapter 3, verse 1 to 21. Samuel. Right. So again, this is a material of Samuel. Right? Then, from chapter 4, verse 1 to 22, who is being mentioned there? Huh? Battle. But who is involved?Philistine, is that Philistine? Huh? Eli, Eli. 你看，他讲 Samuel, then Eli, Samuel, Eli. Okay, why they put the material that way? To make again compare or even contrast to show us.What is the situation of those who are faithful to God and those who are not faithful to God, and put them together like this. Through this kind of interchange, we bring this in unto clear focus. Okay. 他讲撒母耳，讲以亚、以利，撒母耳、以利，这样就可以把撒母耳跟以利摆在那里给我们看，很显著的对比。撒母耳、以利很显著的对比。Okay. 来看 interchange. This will bring...The comparison or the contrast to a clear focus. Is that clear? Okay, next. Seven structural relation is called particularization and generalization. 我也不想中怎么翻呢 Particularization and generalization. Okay, I think this one we have to read. 这个不是很长，所以我们可以念。Let's read Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 18. Chapter 6, verse 1 to 18. And I'm asking, I'm going to... Now, somebody read it, please. What is the organization here?
First one is talking about giving when you give. Then what kind of structure? Particularization.
Yeah. Right? Okay, what is general? What is a general statement?
Beware of practicing your piety before men.
Okay, 你们要小心不可将善事在人面前做故意做出来 right?That is a general statement. Don't practice piety for sure. 不要做 piety 给人家看 piety. 那我们中文把它翻成善事了。不过英文的那个 piety 翻比较好一点，比较准一点的，就是什么叫 piety? 好，我问各位啊 ，OK， 来，我问各位一个问题。We are learning something now here. OK, what is piety then? Piety 是什么？孔子解圣经告诉我们什么叫 piety 啊？虔诚是什么 ？Can you say more concretely？ 孔子解圣经什么是 piety？ What is piety then？ Piety 是什么东西？啊？就是中文翻上次不太好了，就是英文叫做 piety。那 piety 是什么东西 ？What is piety？ According to this， from this， what do you find？Yeah, but what are the, okay, let me put this that way then. What are the examples of piety? Huh? 施舍祷告禁止祷告 Right? 因为他告诉我们说不要故意把你们的 piety 摆在人面前给人家看然后他说什么呢你看第六章二节到第四节讲到施舍的问题你不要故意施舍给人家看 OK 第五章第五节到第十五节说你不要故意祷告给人家看 OK 第十六节到十八节说你不要故意进食给人家看所以你看第六章一节是 general OK 讲到一般性的那第二节到第十八节是 particularization 把这一般性的性质的真理把它 particularized OK 所以从这里就可以看到什么呢 What is piety? Piety is something like giving alms, praying, fasting 这是叫 piety OK 所以如果你不晓得 If you do not know what is piety Suppose you happen that you do not know what is piety Now from the example given here That will give you the indication what is piety OK So this is one way to find out the meaning of the words. Is that clear? So when you find the meaning of particularization and generalization now, when you begin to see this kind of relationship, it helps you ask many ways to understand the message. Okay. Now let's talk about another thing. Let's look at James chapter 2. Trouble is, I don't know.I hate to take time, but if it's on the material, how is the material in this chapter organized? Which way? Huh? Generalization? How? Right. Okay, look. 第二章一节到第八节 talk about practice impartiality. Do not make distinction between the wealthy and the poor. Okay. In 2:9-13 talk about keep all laws. Not merely talk about it. 不要只是口头上讲，要遵循一切的律法。Okay. 第二章14-20讲到有信心也需要有行为。21-24讲到亚伯拉罕是什么？亚伯拉罕有信心又有他的行为。OK， 亚伯拉罕有信心又有他的行为。那26讲拉哈，他有信心也有行为。所以，结果 general speaking， 信心没有行为是死的。从这里就证明说 ，OK， we need both faith and act based on the faith。But this is a general statement。Assignment for you to pray with tonight. So you just put what we have been talking about in practice. Causation 就是说因果关系。Now, usually causation is you put your reason, put your cause first, and then give you mention about the effect. 先把原因讲出来，然后把结果讲出来，这个就是因果，就是 causation. OK， 比如说啊，我说，哎呀，我今天很累，所以我坐在椅子上不站着。That is causation, because I'm tired 是一个 cause。那我坐在这个椅子上是一个 result， 是 effect。 OK， 那 substantiation 是什么？ substantiation 就是说 substantiation 是你只把一件事实讲出来，然后拿出理由来证明，拿出证据来证明。比如说我说我中午没有吃饱， OK， 那只吃饱你不会信我，所以我说你看，因为我中午没有吃饱，所以现在才只有3点钟，我还可以吃很多东西给你看。我就吃了很多东西给你看，说啊，原来果然这家我没有吃。That is substantiation. 有没有分别？ Namely, causation is you give the cause first and then effect. Okay. Now substantiation, you talk about something and then give reasons to give evidences to support your statement. It's called substantiation. Okay. Now let's look.Romans chapter 1 verse 18-32. Romans chapter 1, 罗马第一章18-32. Romans 1:18-32. Okay, 请一位啊念到25，那请第二位念。What do you see here? What kind of structure?
First, causation.
Causation. Okay. Why do you say it's causation? Can you pick up the details here? Why you say it's a causation? What is the cause then?
Causation.
不
真不善。
啊？真正善。Okay. And then for the other effect.因就是因为他们不真性情，那果是什么？啊 ？OK，OK， 你明的西单呢 ？So here， 行。第一章 1:18-21 ，They ought to know God， but they refuse to recognize God. That's a cause. OK， that is a cause.And the effect is expressed there. In 1:24, therefore, God gave them up to corruption. Now, in 1:26, again, for this reason, God gave them up to corruption. 1:28, since they refused to recognize God, therefore, God gave them up to corruption. 对不对？他们不承认神，所以神就任凭他们，使他们结果呢？ 他们遇到各样的败坏。第一章二十六节说，为了这个原因，神任凭他们得到结果是他们的道德性的败坏。一章二十八节说，他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们，结果他们得到一些 corruption。 所以这一段第一章十八节到三十二节是什么呢？就是一个 causation。 cause 就是他们不认识神， refuse to recognize God。 OK， refuse to recognize God， and this is what they do now。Okay, let you copy this, and I'll ask you one question. This is something extra. Please, from time to time. Wait! 二十一节。21. 我的生活就是荣耀神。那荣耀神是什么意思？ What do you mean by to glorify God?Yeah, that is what is to glorify God, namely to recognize Him, namely to treat Him as God. Okay, from this context, you indicate that. Therefore, if you really glorify God, you treat Him as God, naturally, you do what He wants you to do. So, to do what God wants you to do, and to be what God wants you to be, means to glorify God. Okay?How do you know? Okay, because this kind of expression. So we should not just use some kind of jargon, some kind of language without any meaning. 荣耀神什么意思？ Okay, let's find out. 荣耀神就是 be what God wants us to be and do what God wants us to do. Okay, this is some kind of a 副产品，就是 byproduct of this kind of thing. But anyway, we'll be talking about this as we go.好， Let's turn to Romans chapter 8 verse 18 to 30。 罗马第八章十八节到三十节。 Now, what kind of organization is this section? Substantiation. Okay, let me ask firstIf you are talking about substantiation, there is some statement you try to substantiate, right? Now, what is that statement? 你有一个你要 substantiate 的话，就有一个你说一件事，一个真理，你要 substantiate。那要 substantiate 那个真理是什么？ What is the truth? Well, what is the statement? Paul wants to substantiate it here. 啊？
啊？说你有生产之类的，
就是让上帝，上帝，对，万事得意。啊，万事得意。OK，what else？What else？You see？都做荣耀。啊，都做荣耀。Is that what you want to say？